Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make it happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, warm. It's been hot this week.
Yeah, 104, 5-ish?
Is there really a difference?
My car said 118 because I forgot to cool it down.
You forgot the sunshade.
Yeah, it's been a hot one for sure. This is that time of year when we tell all of our sellers and property owners that thermostat at 85 probably could come down just a little bit to keep people comfortable
72.
In the house. Yeah, that would be ideal, because what are we trying to do? Keep them in the house longer.
And I bet your property management people are doing a lot of watering.
They're doing a lot of watering and a lot of checking and keeping up on things. So yeah, very, very crazy time. We have with us in-house our lender guest, Mr. Mike Denslow with Homebridge. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing good. When you said thanks for John for hosting, I was going to say toasty. That's the word I heard.
That's the word you heard for sure. Yeah, it's definitely one of those times when my agents were texting earlier this week, and they're like, okay, so this is the week that I leave the car running in the driveway with the AC on. Now, I know our law enforcement will probably not appreciate that statement, but I did get that text from a few agents. So,
I'm sure you did. If you use a remote starter that keeps the doors locked, then I think you're okay.
There you go. Remote start after you get out keeps doors locked. I love it. We always like to start off with our crazy national celebrity real estate story.
Or international.
Or international. Last week, we tied it to a local former Tri-Cityan. Mm-hmm. Don't think that's the case this week.
No.
So we've got Cristiano Ronaldo just bought a $1.6 million Spanish villa next door to Conor McGregor.
Now, where is this? Is an interesting mix.
So this was, now he is the second highest paid athlete.
I was going to say, people might not know who he is, but yeah, big time.
Soccer.
Football.
Yes.
Soccer.
Football player. And so he actually has property now in his portfolio that is worth $33 million.
Wow.
So he is in Costa del Sol.
That's change for him.
And they call it the Superstars cul-de-sac. So they've got Denmark's famous goalkeeper, Sorensen, ex-Irish star, Stephen Carr. The gated community just has these amazing views of the Mediterranean. So what's crazy is the article goes on to say he has another home in that same area.
Well, one for him, one for guests.
One for him, one for guests. Okay.
Relative. I guess, mother-in-law.
I guess that is actually true there, too. Now, we always like to, let's bring it back to reality.
Oh, yeah. Let's bring it back to the tri.
We always like to bring it back to the Tri-Cities. And if you have noticed, a lot of people were asking and had been telling me that they saw construction going on back down. The port down on Columbia Drive down mm-hmm. there has started on the next phase of the wine village. And so now they're going to put up this really awesome clock tower and an additional tasting room. Mm-hmm. And so that right now, Palencia and Bartholomew's down there. And they're expecting to have KB and Gordon Estates into that building in early spring. So you've got Banlin Construction down there building it. And they are really, I mean, that area has changed significantly. And so pretty cool to see some wine tasting and some development happening
down
there. Revitalized. Absolutely. So those are a couple of our real estate stories. Now we always like to kind of temper that with what is happening in the market right now and how does that relate to what you're dealing with? And Mike and I always sit down and talk about, okay, what's happened over the last couple weeks that people have brought up that's important, that you think is relevant, and what's going on in Tri-Cities right now. Well, a couple weeks ago, we brought up a topic and did a show that addressed the 184 steps in a real estate transaction.
Oh, no. Are we going to go through all of them?
No, we're not. Okay, absolutely good. Not. Because what happened is, I remember, and you might have not been here that week, yeah, Mike, but McKay and I were talking, and I think we made it through like 21 of the 184.
Yeah.
And said, okay, let's save that for an additional show. And so one of the things that comes up that we like to talk about is, I went through that list and kind of broke it down into different segments, but one of the things we didn't get to was all of the information that is required to be collected and then entered into our database and mm-hmm. verified. And so as we went through these steps, one of the things is, now that I've, you know, been in the business a number of years and our team has grown out and we have such amazing team members, I realized in reading through this that I'm really spoiled, because I have an amazing team that helps with so many of these steps mm-hmm. that I don't see a lot of those steps day to day. And so this was a great reminder for me to talk a little bit about the importance of having a team on your side for your home sale in the rest of the second half of 2019. And it was a great reminder for me because I had met with some clients and we had talked about marketing, and that's really a big, big focus that we focus on, is getting the property out there, pricing it properly, making sure it's staged properly and ready to go for pictures and 3D tours. And so I was going through that checklist and I thought, gosh, this is fantastic, because I'm really terrible at those details of collecting the information and sticking them on the sheets, and how much is the average water bill, and it would be really, really difficult for me to sit down and run all that information down even on one or two properties, much less, you know, 20, 30, 40 properties that we had in the pipeline working on. So, you know, it made me look and say, okay, well, what's a big differentiating factor that you need to look after? Well, we have a complete listing department, and these gals are just expert. I mean, I've got Heather and Tara in our department, and then Tessa helping them, and they are absolutely professionals at photography, 3D tours, and where to get all of that information. Because right now, the consumer wants information. They don't want to see incomplete listings. When they log on, they want to know, what is the average utility bill? What are my costs going to be that I'm looking at for this property? What are the HOA dues? And what are the HOA restrictions? And so they are really, really good. And they have amazing checklists that, as soon as we turn over an address and I've handled the marketing side of things, they go to work on making sure all of those details and punch lists get put into place. And it just makes the rest of the listing and the transaction go so much more smooth.
Well, yeah, seller disclosures. That, I'm not a real estate agent, but I know that's important.
It's extremely important. And Mike, you bring up a good point, because not only are there seller's disclosures, now they've just recently revised them and released new copies. So not only do you have to know, first of all, what you were dealing with the seller's disclosures, but you've got to deal now with the changes. Now, don't be too scared out there. People listening are like, great, I just filled those out a month ago, but my house hasn't sold. If you've already filled them out and put your house on the market, you're not required to refill out as long as the house sells by January 1st. Now, if it's still January 1st, well, you should have called me. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. So no, if it's not sold by January 1st, you pull it off the market, something happens, you are going to have to refill out a new set of disclosures, because there are some new RCWs that went into effect. Interestingly enough, because I saw some articles about this last week, Unfortunately, we had a couple deaths in our community, and they were worried about if the smoke detectors had properly functioned or worked, or even if there were smoke detectors. One of the new requirements in the Washington State RCWs is that in the past, it's only been that carbon monoxide detectors were required. Now it is also a seller requirement to have the smoke detectors in. And I mean, 100%. Fantastic, awesome, get that in the legislation. Easy for sellers to do before the property turns over. So with that being said, we're going to talk a little bit more when we come back about what happens after your house goes under contract and we move into the financing realm, and we talk to Mike Denslow at Homebridge about that.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here kind of talking about the importance of a team in the second half of the year as we look to whether you're purchasing, selling real estate, working on getting financing. You know, a lot of people say, hey, I like to do everything myself because nothing falls through the cracks. And I kind of, at a smaller scale, sometimes we get that, but we kind of work in a specialized type of system. I've always been a huge fan of Henry Ford, and he always said, quote from him was, coming together is a beginning, keeping together is a progress, and working together is success. And so I'd always kept that close by me and looked at that. And then I got to go to Michael Jordan. I mean, and he always said, talent wins games, but teamwork and intelligence wins championships. And so I just always thought that was huge. And he was definitely involved in a lot of those championships. And so, you know, it makes sense when you look at that. So we talk a lot about, you know, what team is supporting you in the transaction. And I had two or three calls this week where somebody had asked for something. And you know, in real estate, we have, you know, relationships with other agents, and in this particular instance where we really don't interfere or give advice with that relationship, it's part of our realtor code of ethics. And so, you know, I had to say a couple times, like, well, you should just, you know, talk to their assistant or talk to somebody on their team, and they should be able to help you. And I get spoiled sometimes because I forget we have that. And so it really helps that transaction move along at a faster clip. Now, I know, Mike, I know over at Homebridge, you guys work a lot of the same way. And for us, the one of the most important times, in fact, before the show, I was going through emails and handling stuff. And we had two or three about, the appraiser is requesting a different time. Can you set that up with the seller? And so your team was emailing us over and trying to make some adjustments to get something closed on time. And so I know you have the same type of thing where it's not just you touching every piece of that file that you're working on.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't have a team, I mean... there's not much you can get done by yourself in this industry. You've got to have a lot of good people around you that know what they're doing, that you can trust. And that's the only way to get stuff done. I mean, trying to do everything yourself. I mean, imagine a doctor trying to do everything themselves.
Like with the prep.
I'm just going to do all the surgery myself.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you've got to have a team. These days, there's just so many different things and regulations and forms and just... you got to have a team.
Well, I like that. And I mean, kudos to the advertising agency that came up with it. But who is running on TV those ads right now that are good enough? Is it an insurance company?
AT&T, I think.
I think so. And they're like, well, it's good enough. And the guy's like telling the translator, I need you to tell him we need the deal to go together. And I think he says he really wants a hug right now. And he hugs him. And the guy's like, this is happening. So I always think about that and say, yeah, good enough is probably not going to move the transaction on to closing.
And they have the brakes one, too.
Yes.
You're like, well, if the brakes don't work, something will stop you.
So anyway, fantastic. You know, I'm a fan of marketing and advertising. When I see a campaign like that, I'm always just like, wow, they nailed it. I mean, it sticks with you and you remember that. So that's huge. And so one of the things that happens is, you have a lot of steps, Mike. I'm talking about 184 steps on just our real estate transaction list. A lot of these are items that we're crossing over to with the lender. And so I know one of the first steps, I mean, you're looking at is nowadays you have a lot of different signatures, timelines, and disclosures. Like you have deadlines in the first 10 days that could affect a closing 45 days away, right?
Right. So when we get a contract, so we've pre-approved somebody, they're out looking at houses, they find a house, it's under contract, we get a copy of it, we start running with it. We look at the close date and reverse engineer when things have to be done, like the appraisal, something called the closing disclosure, the initial loan disclosures. We put together the whole thing and say, oh, we've got 35 days to close. That means we need to have the appraisal back by this day. That means we need to have it ordered by this day. That means we have to have the disclosures to them by this day. So we start at the end and go back to the beginning and let them know, hey, we need to have this done. You need to sign this, da 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 da, by here so that we can order the appraisal, so we get it back on time, so that you can do this, so that we can close on time.
Yeah, and I think that communication with the clients is so huge, because a lot of times you'll lay out that schedule and then they'll call me and they'll be like, hey, Lance, I just got the schedule from Mike of when he thinks we'll be signing X, you know, YZ. And they're like, I have a family vacation plan to go, especially this time of year with the summer. A lot of them will be like, hey, I have a family camping trip and we're not going to have access to email or cell phones for these 8 days. And so then you and I are back on the phone saying, okay, are we speeding up? Are we slowing down? Yep. How are we adjusting that? And really over the course, talk about what's really going on in transactions right now is juggling around your travel schedule. If you are in a deal right now and your lender and agent don't know your travel schedule, 100% that's something you should be talking to them about.
Yeah, you can't go off the grid.
You can't go off the grid if we're expecting to close on a certain day. And if you are going to, that is just something that they need to know.
Yeah, well, we've got e-disclosures now. I mean, your people can sign, you know, click, 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 sign. We can do that with a lot of things, but not everything.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, we need to know if there's travel. And you know what? You're absolutely right, though. That happens so often. Oh, okay, well, we need to get this done, but I'm going to be gone for the next week and a half.
Yep.
And I come back the day of closing. Is that okay?
Yep. Absolutely. It might be okay if we do a couple miracles here and figure this out. So that's a big one for sure. The last thing that I really wanted to hit on a little bit was what we call on our team speed to lead. And that is just when inquiries are made on the property. If I'm on the radio show here for, you know, 30 minutes and we're busting this out, it's highly likely that on a Saturday morning, there was 2 to 3 different inquiries on different properties. So do we have coverage in those time periods? And a lot of times what happens is if you don't have coverage in terms of Zillow or all of these other websites that are out there, our personal website, if we don't have coverage and those questions aren't being answered, the consumer's moving on to the next agency.
In minutes.
And so what we've done is we have a rotating staff that monitors, and they're not just staff. Like when I say that, they're licensed agents.
They're not just temps. You just don't have a pool of temps in another country.
I don't do the outsourcing to a call center.
Good.
These are licensed agents with the Tri-Cities MLS. And so,
and you know them personally.
And I know them. Yes. They come over to our office, our house. And so, yes, we know them. Okay. So they are.
Good.
And they're making these calls, responding to these inquiries, and talking to the clients to get the information. If they, a lot of times they know the answer on that first call, and they're really good about, if they don't know it, figuring out how to get you to somebody on the team that can access and get you that information.
Knowledgeable, friendly.
Absolutely. The basics. We're going back to a lot of the basics. So we like to combine tradition and, you know,
ingenuity
with a little bit of that future technology to put it all together. Those are the big items that we're looking at, and really the hot points of working with a team in the second half of the year. It was a huge July for us. We were closing over one a day. I think we had like 45 closed in July. It was almost an all-time record for Kenmore team. So fantastic month. Huge thank you to all of the radio listeners, the people out there that referred us business. We had a tremendous amount of radio referrals and family members that came in through that medium. So thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for trusting us with your business. Mike, if people need to get a hold of you on Homebridge, thanks for coming in and talking to us a little bit about lending. How can they get a hold of you?
572-3651 is my direct line.
If you missed any of that, you can always go to kenmoreteam.com, shoot us a quick message, and we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.